"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to The John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
We're on the radio from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, you can hear the podcast, John and Ken, on demand on the iHeartRadio app in the final 3 days of Ken's reign.
Yeah, I'm ready for another tribute. Go ahead. That's it? Just Laura Ingle last hour?
Laura Ingle, yes. She was the only
That's
one.
That's the only tribute I get.
We asked other people, but she's the only one who called back.
They all refused or said, who's that?
Who's Ken O?
What? Oh, no, man.
We have another surprise for you in 15 minutes.
Oh, is that when you're going to do them or whatever you have?
Well, we can do them whenever you want, but that's the way.
I got to wait another
15 minutes, yeah.
All right. I just want people to know that years ago, the famous quote from John Cobalt was, Ken is just the guy in the next toll booth collecting the tolls. That's it. Do you remember saying that? You told that to a reporter.
Wow. No, you know what?
Oh, yeah, you did. You compared me to just the guy working on the next toll booth.
I did say that, and that was one of those stupid group talk show host shows.
It was?
Yes, it was. They made us come in on a Saturday. This is a long time ago. And I was sitting with the other hosts on the station at the time. I won't get into names because that'll lead into trouble. And one of them said, and it was just, I was really irritated. And she was bothering me about what would I do if Ken wasn't here? What would I do if Ken left? And so I just made a sarcastic crack. It's like, well, he's just the next guy in the toll booth.
Oh, I guess I completely forgot the context of it.
Yeah,
I thought
no.
We were talking to a reporter or something.
No. I was highly irritated and uncomfortable sitting with this group, and I just wanted to dismiss the conversation.
And I always had this thought in my head. There we were in little uniforms collecting tolls on some freeway.
Well, you know, and you come in, you wave to the guy in the booth next to you, and then you wave at the end of the shift.
And look at that. We outlasted that. Those jobs are pretty much gone.
We outlasted toll booths, yeah.
There's really not a lot of toll collectors left.
No, because the state charges people passively, and so they don't notice the toll they pay. And so they don't get upset anymore.
So all hope for you abolishing the tolls is gone.
It's just absorbed into your credit card statement.
Well, speaking of tolls, coming up this hour, we're going to talk about what is certainly coming your way, at least in the city of Los Angeles for some areas. That's congestion pricing. They love this idea. They adopted it in London, although they kind of curbed it a bit. But we'll explain where it's going to happen and what the effects are coming up in a few minutes. Well, it's an exciting week for all of us in Los Angeles. We are celebrating 1 year of Karen Bass as mayor of L.A.
And how many people
she
have
is
died?
Going on a tour to celebrate her first anniversary.
What's the death toll since she took over? How many robberies have we had? How many burglaries? How many thefts? How many homeless people have died in the street? How many extra homeless people are there in the street?
This is what she put on X, comma, formerly Twitter. Everyone has to do that, I guess, because there's still confusion as to what X is.
I don't know.
Twitter comma, forever. Formerly Twitter. Huh? What'd you say, Eric?
Twitter forever for me.
Oh, is that how it? Is that why they do that? Because
yeah.
they rejecting X?
Yeah, a lot of people are.
This year, we've locked arms and in capital letters, delivered for the people of L.A., she wrote. I'll be crisscrossing the city this week, highlighting results of our urgent action to house people, increase safety, open L.A. for business, build a greener city, improve city service.
Those three
Has all that happened?
Well, those three people who were murdered.
The homeless guys?
The three homeless people who were murdered. They weren't inside and they weren't safe.
No, what,
how come
right,
the how come the
right.
inside safe program didn't
but
help?
But that was her. Well, that's what she said. You got to get you inside to be safe.
Right.
She
but
tried.
But they weren't. Were they asked?
I don't know. Those three specific guys, I don't know.
Yeah. See, that's the first thing I thought of. Inside safe failed those three.
Today, she's highlighting transit and sustainability. Well, first of all, Metro's a mess.
Yeah.
The thing loses money. The ridership is way down. People are getting stabbed.
You see, they just ignore what's going on with a bunch of, like, happy poo.
Happy poo.
It's like Newsom the other day. Ignored,
somebody's poo ever happy?
Well, you're happy at the end of it all. every statistic that Fox put on the screen during the Newsom-DeSantis debate, right? All right. Negative about California. He just ignored it all. Same thing here. All the stuff she's bringing up, or is one failure after the other? They just ignore it all. It's the new strategy is just a complete rejection of reality.
What did we find out late last week? $67 million on inside safe and just 250 people permanently housed. That's it.
That's a
drop in the bucket.
Total failure. In fact, if I had said a year ago when she took office, you know what's going to happen a year from now? They will have spent $67 million, and there will only be 255 people in housing. Everybody said, well, you're just being negative. Well, you're just being so cynical. Oh, you have to have some faith. Well, no. That would have been the correct prediction and a very reasonable prediction, an educated, intelligent prediction. Of course, that's what's going to happen.
Well, Wednesday, my last day, she's going to be out there announcing that thousands of Angelenos have been brought inside during her first year. No.
They didn't.
Fostering new levels of cooperation, cutting red tape.
That's all fake.
It is fake.
They're inside for how long?
Well, they're going into hotels. Some are not staying there. Some of the hotels are rotten.
I think the total.
They're finding that out, too. Some of the homeless are leaving the hotels because they feel less safe there than on the streets.
No, they have 1,900 people in temporary shelters right now and 255 in some kind of permanent housing. Those are the numbers. That's what was published last week. Those are the statistics. So there's 46,000 homeless just in the city of L.A., 70,000 in the county, and she got 1,900 in temporary quarters, and they're going to leave soon, and then 255 in permanent quarters, and those permanent quarters will be destroyed soon. And that is what's going to happen because that's what's happened, you know, for many years now. That's the way of life. There is no desire to make it better.
People that live here know the reality. I mean, sometimes I like to think, what would have been a year on with Rick Caruso as mayor? I wonder how different it would have been if he had actually won that election.
I don't know. I know he is much better at making decisions and following through.
That's why we called her Bassetti, because you and I are convinced this is just four more years of Garcetti.
If we had another year of Garcetti and we ended up with only 255 people in permanent housing.
Yeah.
And another 1,900 in temporary housing. I would have said, yeah, that's about right. That's about a year for Garcetti.
Right.
And I guarantee you more than that has moved into the city from elsewhere in America. Because everybody throws out their drug-addicted sons into the street and they end up in L.A.
One good thing, on Thursday, how's this for a turnaround? She's going to highlight LAPD hiring and retention. Oh, it was just a few years ago. Everyone was like, defund the police. They're killers. Huh. Look at that. to make LA safer. Really? I thought a lot of people believed that the cops make it less safe, that they're a danger out there because they're killing innocent people, right?
Mm-hmm. No, here's a turnaround. They're killers, remember?
Yeah, that's what Garcetti said, right? The killers that we are.
So, but she says this, but if her buddy Gascon doesn't put the criminals in prison, what's the point of having more police? It's not safer. Nobody believes it's safer. Absolutely nobody. Because everyone knows that even if an arrest happens, the release is almost immediate and permanent. There's going to be no jail stay. No one's going to prison.
No.
I made this weird ritual that everybody engages in public life. Where people
wait for it. It's not out yet, but the Times, I'm sure, will do a big profile of her first year in office, touting success here and there.
Sure. They did that for Garcetti for 9.5 years.
They did, yeah.
Yeah, but it's just propaganda. It's lies. It's a worthless publication.
All right, we'll be right back. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
And another farewell message for Ken coming up.
Oh, God, that's right.
By the end of...
Am I leaving?
By the end of Wednesday, you'll be sick of all this.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
And now another special message for Ken.
Hi, Ken. It's T-Ray. Congratulations on your retirement. I think you'll love it. Like, you can wear jeans all the time. No, wait, you already do that. And you can travel wherever and whenever you want. Yeah, well, you already do that, too. But I know you're going to miss those early morning phone calls with John. When people ask me what I liked best about working with you guys, I usually say the breaking news because we did it really well. I don't know if you do it anymore, but, you know, my all-time favorite bit was the moist line, and that was your invention. Anyway, I know you hate emotional departure, so I will just say retirement is awesome. So goodbye, good luck, and don't forget the fruitcake.
Very nice. Terry Ray Elmer.
She did the news.
Probably had the longest run, right? But Deborah Mark could pass it someday.
17 years.
She was 17 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know she was right there at the beginning. But
right, 93, and I think till 2011.
2011, right. Mm-hmm. Then it was Shannon, right?
Then Shannon was 4 years, and now...
I'm going on 8.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah, I think so.
You kind of lose perspective, don't you, after all these years? It's the numbers.
Yeah, right. It's definitely.
Is it 8 or 7? Now I've got to.
I think it's about 7.
I don't know. You usually send out a picture on your anniversary.
I know, and because you, I didn't do it this year because. No. In honor of you, Ken, because you hate it.
Well. He doesn't. He doesn't read social media anyway.
No, but I send it to him as well.
No, it would be 7 because I seem to remember something going on in 2016 that, led to your hiring. Let's put it that way.
Uh-huh. It was 2016.
John knows what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
All right, yeah. So not all episodes are pleasant.
7 years in March. 7 full years and you'll start your 8th
year. I'll be starting my 8th year.
That's
okay.
Right.
All right. Very nice. All right. When's your tribute to me?
Oh. Well, actually, she requested time.
I did. Wednesday.
Yes. Wednesday.
Your last
time. Oh, she requested time.
And I'm going to do mine live.
Yeah.
No, all right. You're going to have a script in front of you or you're going to do it off the top of your head?
I'll do it off the top of my head.
Wow.
You know,
this is
big. It is.
For the monitor reader.
You know, okay.
The
first
monitor
of all,
reader?
Maybe my news is on the monitor, but people don't realize that I have no idea when you guys are going to bring me in the conversation, what you're going to be talking about.
Oh, that
so
stuff,
it's
yeah.
Ad lib. So that I've gotten very good at ad libbing.
But you know you're going to be insulted or picked on for being a vegan or.
It's okay. I don't care. Bring it on. Can I expect major insults on Wednesday from you?
Well, I hope John carries on my animal story tradition.
I know. Are you going to?
I'm kicking the ones in any
faithful. You don't got to worry about that, Ken.
No. It's one of my favorite
things. They're happy to take up the cause. Sure.
I'm going to collect them, save them, so there's always a big supply.
All right. In a story that could only be in the El Segundo Times, you probably know that on December 1st in Orange County, they opened up some new lanes. Now they're toll lanes where you have to have the fast track transponder, but it'll take you from the LA County line down to Costa Mesa. $2.16 billion project, which began in 2018, adding one new lane in each direction, as well as an express lane between the 73 and the 605. The way the Times, of course, headlines it, this is an end to the Southland's big freeway era.
Because they say so?
Because they say so.
Because they say so.
And I remember when the 105 freeway opened up years ago, they were kind of saying the same story. This is it.
And when they
of course, that was a much bigger project than just some lanes on the 405, but still.
And when they extended the 210 in San Bernardino County some years ago, I remember they ran. They're constantly running stories about
but they're in a state
end
of denial. This is the way people get around, right? This is how people get around still, even after all these years, the car is the most efficient.
Third example now of what we've been talking about. It's a whole theme today, an unintended theme. Early on in the show, we talked about how finally the president of the organization that's holding the climate change conference said that there's no scientific evidence to phase out fossil fuels. There's no reason to do this. All right? And so everybody's been playing pretend now for 27 years. And finally, one of these guys says, you know what? We're never going to do this, and we don't need to do this. And then we were talking about Newsom and DeSantis, right? And Sean Hannity puts all the statistics up on the board, and Newsom just pretends it's not there.
Right.
Okay? There's all this playing pretend. Same thing here. All these stories, and we have read decades worth of these stories, mostly in the El Segundo Times, how people are going to carpool, and they're going to take Metro, and they're going to take their bicycles.
Oh, yeah, the story talks about a real expansion of mass transit coming.
Right, they're going to expand mass transit, the cars are going to run empty, and people will get stabbed and die if they do get on mass transit. It never changes because you cannot, it's impossible to have a civilization like the one we have without burning oil. It's impossible to have the policies we have in California without having rampant crime and homelessness. It's impossible to get around locally and live your life without freeways. But they keep writing these fanciful things.
I know.
I don't get this. It's almost like some weird religious ritual.
The express lanes will be free for vehicles with two or more occupants during non-peak hours, but if you're going in there during peak hours, you have to have three or more passengers. Motorcycles and vehicles with veterans or disabled license plates can drive without tolls.
But you know what's amazing about this, which shows you what the people want? This project was largely funded through a tax approved by the voters in Orange County, no less.
Yes.
Orange County voters went and said, tax me if you're going to build new lanes on the 405.
I believe it is a sales tax.
Yes.
That they collected from, right?
So what does that tell you? In the highest tax state in the nation, the Orange County voters said, tax me more as long as we're going to get something for it and it's as long as it's a road.
All right. And you get the usual response, we're out of room. What's this guy's name? Carpenter? As Orange County gets bigger, we're committed to the idea of a balanced, sustainable future. Oh, good Lord. Sustainable future.
That is a prayer.
Oh, Eric Carpenter, a spokeshole for the Orange County Transportation Authority. That's whose quote that is. That's it. No more. We're out of room.
What is with the sustainable?
By the way, California's not getting bigger. We have a shrinking population now. We've dropped below 39 million. So this idea. And that was the good side because John always said there's too many people here anyway. So while some people move away, that isn't the worst thing. But we always add to that, sometimes it's the important people that move away, the taxpayers.
Yeah, it's taxpayers moving away, and it's poor migrants who are
tax takers.
That's right. Taxpayers leaving, tax takers coming. That's not a good exchange. That's not sustainable.
Oh, we'll talk about that later. Next hour we'll get to this, because that goes right into that topic. The latest budget deficit projections for California are unbelievable and alarming. And it's something else that's not sustainable. The level of spending, they would have locked us into much worse permanent spending, but they did lock us into some permanent spending, and now it's coming due because California is not seeing as much money coming in as it was during those pandemic years. All right, when we come back, though, along the same lines, your car, we're going to talk about a place that has decided to go with what they call congestion pricing. This came up on the show a few years ago when they wanted to charge like drivers on the west side, like John Cobell, to get into his own driveway. Remember that? I think Garcetti was pushing that, right?
Yes.
Congestion pricing means if you enter an area of the city during certain peak times, you'll have to pay a toll to get in there. We'll tell you what's going on in New York City as they're proposing this. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640. We're live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.com.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
On the radio from 1 until 4 after 4 o'clock, John and Ken on demand, the podcast, and you could hear what you missed.
Did we get Tony Villar's Jingle Bells for us to play before I go?
Oh, that's right. I want you to play it now. All right, go ahead. Does he have it? Yes, he does.
Okay. It's a holiday annual.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa.
Oh, come on. Happy holidays, everybody. Come on, let's go. I want.
Fantastic.
I want it, you know, but I'll tell you.
Can you feel it?
I like that.
Yeah, compete with that Coast Radio. Go ahead, try. Fantastic. That'll go down like Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney, right?
Yes.
Look at that. It's still going.
It's number 6 on the Spotify Christmas.
Oh, it is?
List, yes.
Wow. I'm proud of him. Does he get any royalties? Because he needs the money. Wasn't he going to have a very rich post-retirement lifestyle?
What is he doing now?
You know, what was the last time we heard from him? Something involving his latest marriage, I think, right? I don't know.
His latest marriage? How many has he
had? Yeah, remember he went on to marry another woman after, you know, he had his problems with Miss Ragosa. That's why he was Villa Ragosa, because he's Tony Villar and she was Ragosa, and they made it Villa Ragosa.
Right. Then she...
He could calm her down, right? So then, but obviously they broke up.
Right.
And there was another woman, but...
We took his...
Well, then there was a radio reporter that he was dating, right?
Right. Right. I think, yeah, she, the TV anchor.
Right. But more recently, I think he got married. Was it in Mexico? I'm trying to remember the whole details.
Yeah, but I think that marriage went.
I think that's south, too. That's what we were.
And then there was another TV anchor too that he was dating.
He's still on his listening tour, working at his think tank at USC for Schwarzenegger, coming up with all these ideas we could all use. I don't know. I think he thought he would be one of these people that they come to for opinions on issues.
Right. How come the empty suits don't realize they're empty suits? Him and Garcetti, they ran Los Angeles for 17 and a half years and just destroyed the place between the two of them, especially Garcetti. Garcetti was much worse than Villaraigosa. But neither one of them knows that they're an idiot. I find that fascinating.
I think privately they do, but they try to show this air of confidence. Yeah, maybe why Garcetti has those fits that people talk about, those anger fits.
And that's why Villaraigosa can't have a normal relationship with anybody.
Yeah. And I think Villar, that's why he called us out that day when he yelled, shame on you. I think he realized that they're probably right about me, and now I ought to just show them I'm going to fight back. Well, speaking of Garcetti, one of his remnants was this idea that L.A. would eventually, you know, we already got toll lanes on the freeways. Congestion pricing. You actually have to pay to enter a certain area of the city if it's considered a congested time of day, which obviously could be the morning and the afternoons. One of the places where this idea is already taking hold in this country is New York City. And they put out a report, draft recommendations for congestion pricing in New York City. And here is something that popped out. If you use the George Washington Bridge to get from New Jersey into New York, you're already paying $15. If this congestion pricing idea, as it's drafted right now, you'd pay another $15 if it's congestion pricing hours. It would cost you $30.
To cross a bridge.
To cross a bridge and to get into New York City.
And the thing is,
a day.
Even if you're not stopping in New York City, even if you're just passing through and you want to continue on Interstate 95 and go up into Connecticut,
you'd still have to pay.
You still have to pay the $30, even if you're not adding to New York City congestion.
Yeah, because they're not going to keep track of the fact that you didn't actually stop in the city, or you made your way through the city to Connecticut, or you
$30 right. And that, well, you know, we railed a lot about toll roads when we started our talk show career back east, because we found out that the Port Authority, which is the organization that runs the bridges and the tunnels between New York and New Jersey, thoroughly corrupt. The mob is involved. In fact, the mob called us when we ran this campaign to get rid of toll roads in New Jersey. And we had to stop.
The actual mob.
The real mob. The real mafia.
Called not the mob that throws hack in a dumpster, right?
No, the real mafia called our general manager up in New Jersey and ordered us to stop or there were going to be bad consequences for everybody at the station. Seriously, we got threatened by the real mafia. And then we realized that the entire toll road system in Jersey was all mobbed up. And the same thing with the toll bridges and the Port Authority between New York and New Jersey. It's a complete mob operation.
Governor Kathy Hochul has been clear. Congestion pricing is critical to New York's future, delivering better transit, cleaner air, and less traffic clogging the streets. The MTA and the board advising it came up with fares ranging from $9 to $23 for passenger cars. And listen to this, between $12 and $82 for trucks. Imagine an $82 fee to get into New York City. $82 each time? Good luck getting your deliveries then for some of the stores. It depends on the trucks to come in and give them the goods to sell, right?
Wouldn't that devastate the economy and devastate
They'd
tourism?
Have to pass it on, right?
Well, I mean, is that worth it to go out to dinner in New York and go to a Broadway show? Is it worth it to pay that much money?
Eventually, they settled on $15 for cars and anywhere from $24 to $36 for trucks, depending on their size.
And the money just goes to a big, corrupt machine.
Oh, absolutely.
It doesn't.
Some of it's used to subsidize the subways and stuff like
right.
that.
Right, yeah.
Because they lose money.
And the subways are like the...
The bridge tolls already do that. They probably take the congestion money to do the same thing.
And the subways are like the mass transit here in L.A. It's full of crazy drug addicts. And mental patients, homeless people, people get stabbed, people get pushed in front of the subway, pushed onto the subway tracks in front of the trains. It's the same thing.
A day goes by, you don't hear one of those stories, right, of somebody being attacked.
Yeah. So it's like this weird underground, literally a hellhole beneath the streets where the subways run. So nobody's going to want to take. Well, good. They really are hell-bent on destroying modern life. They really are.
Yeah, this is true. You're right. For many big cities, that the pandemic, when people just stopped commuting for a while. The riffraff took over, and now a lot of people will not come back to mass transit. Even in New York, they're not at the levels they were at before.
Because they don't want to die.
They don't want to.
When does that shake out? All these policies are stupid. They're just stupid. Oh, climate change. Okay. You're charging $30 to keep the air clean. You're charging $30 in order to lessen traffic. The traffic is a good thing in New York City. It means people are there. They're going to Broadway. They're going to the nightlife, the clubs, the restaurants. They're enjoying themselves. You want traffic. Traffic is, you know what? Traffic cleared out during COVID and all the businesses were going bankrupt. Empty streets means no economy. Idiots.
We'll be right back. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
On the radio, 1 to 4 after 4, John and Ken on demand, the podcast.
I will tell you just how bad things are getting for California, despite Governor Dippity-Doo acting so smug and smart when he debated Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. The latest deficit numbers are in, and you're going to hear it sooner or later. Tax increases are probably coming for California. Certainly they're going to start with, quote, the rich people and work their way down. We'll get into that right after the news at 3 o'clock here on the John and Ken Show. You know, before the pandemic, was there a before the pandemic? We take you back to 2019, 2018. One of the big stories was Operation Varsity Blues. That's where wealthy, sometimes celebrity parents did what they had to do to get their kids into colleges of their choice. Well, one of the persons who was charged in the Operation Varsity Blues scandal is trying to do what they call reputation repair. And her name is Felicity Huffman, the actress who served a few days in prison for her part in cheating to get her daughter into the school of their choice. Basically, what happened here was she didn't tell her daughter and had her take a fake SAT so that she could get a good grade and to help her get into a better school. So what we have is she's decided to do an interview. She sat down with Channel 7's Mark Brown for a long interview, of which we can't play the whole thing, but you'll get the gist in here of her trying to explain herself in that she did this. Let's listen.
It felt like I had to give my daughter a chance at a future. And so it was sort of like my daughter's future, which meant I had to break the law.
In December of 2017, actress Felicity Huffman drove her daughter to take the SAT test. Her daughter not knowing that Huffman had paid $15,000 for someone to falsify the results.
She was going, can we get ice cream afterwards? Scared about the test. What can we do that's fun? And I kept thinking, turn around, just turn around. And to my undying shame, I didn't.
Felicity Huffman, star of Desperate Housewives, an Oscar nominee, one of 33 wealthy parents to face federal charges in Operation Varsity Blues, accused of conspiring to use bribery and fraud to get their kids into top colleges. The middleman, a self-styled college counselor named Rick Singer.
After a year, he started to say, your daughter's not going to get into any of the colleges that she wants to. And I believed him. And so when he slowly started to present the criminal scheme, it seemed like, and I know this seems crazy at the time, that that was my only option to give my daughter a future. And I know hindsight is 20/20, but it felt like I would be a bad mother if I didn't do it. So I did it.
Huffman pled guilty, served 11 days in prison, paid a $30,000 fine, did community service, and apologized.
I think the people I owe a debt and an apology to is the academic community and to the students and the families that sacrifice and work really hard to get to where they're going legitimately.
So, I mean, what the first thing you think of when you hear this is, and this started years ago, particularly among wealthier, like West Side parents, we got to get them into the best preschool. Oh my God, we got to apply now when they're an infant, right?
Oh, I saw this.
Oh, I know you did. I remember you talking about it.
I lived all that for almost 20 years.
And then it's about the grade school. And then it's about the high school. And then, of course, it's about the college. That's how it starts.
And
you can see how some are driven to just break the law to do it.
And some parents were in a perpetual frenzy, a perpetual state of anxiety. I remember...
Because their children's future is doomed unless I make these things happen, right?
I remember one mother, and I'm not making this up, in kindergarten, she was buttonholing parents at five-year-old birthday parties, wanting to know about what kind of schools they want to...
Oh, the old comparison thing?
Yes. It's five, age five. And she was always already talking about colleges. There were people every time... You saw them, either at school or socially in some way. That's all they talked about. And it got louder and more frenzied and more anxious the closer you got to senior year in high school. Like the high school years, there were so many insane people. Just so many nutty people. Because
they have this short list of schools. That's it. We got to get in there or else the future is over.
There's thousands of schools.
There is,
and unless your daughter was completely brain dead, certainly you can get to state schools, colleges, and use.
What does this say about her relationship with her daughter, where she takes her to a fake SAT because she doesn't think the kid has what it takes? Because Rick Singer told her that to get into the school. Unbelievable.
Thinks the daughter is a complete dud, a total dud.
By the way, the daughter retook the SAT and got into Carnegie Mellon. Which I guess she's in the drama program at Carnegie Mellon.
Well, see, drama is its own thing, though. You don't have to score genius level SAT.
You don't, no.
I mean, to show
acting skills.
You've heard actors talk, right?
And this is a Nepo family. I mean, obviously, with Felicity Huffman and her husband's connections, it's William H. Macy. They certainly could have gotten her some auditions if she has any talent. Wow.
Yeah, I know. There was no. That's what I mean. There's no reason for that. Assuming she was into drama when she was in high school, maybe she didn't know what she wanted to do. I don't know. The thing is, there's always a college to go to. And the idea that she has no future, first of all, you're worth millions of dollars. You and your husband have probably made tens of millions of dollars. So what do you mean she has no future?
That's right. You're going to leave behind quite a bit of money.
She's not going to end up
that day comes.
She's not going to end up being a prostitute on Skid Row. It's like, what's the panic here? It's a mental illness is what it is. I've seen it up close. I would testify in court. This is another one of those panics that groups go through and groups of well-to-do, wealthy parents.
If you read the rest of the story, we didn't play the whole interview, she ends up volunteering community service, and it also changed her life. Felicity Huffman is now a member of the board of this nonprofit, which is supposed to help people.
That's what
I mean by reputation repair. She's trying to make it sound like, I've learned my lesson, I'm a really good person, look what I'm doing.
Once you come out of this on the other side, because now you can see some of the kids didn't turn out the way the parents wanted them to.
Right.
Like, not all this high-pressure nonsense was good for them psychologically. And I've seen some parents looking back, it's like, what the hell was that about? What was that frenzy about? It's almost like they were in some kind of drug-induced frenzy, right?
Right.
And that they were hallucinating for a number of years, that they had to get their child into a certain college. And then the child gets to the college, and they drop out after a year because it's not suited to them.
What they wanted.
Yeah.
All right. When we come back, more proof that the California fun ride is over. We're headed towards even bigger deficits, and we'll tell you how we got to this point. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Deborah Mark live, the KFI 24-hour newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.